focusing not on the link to obesity, but the interrelationship between sleep, stress, and adiposity in predicting biological processes relevant to obesity-related disease. And I do a lot of work on the immune system, and I'll be focusing on inflammation, but we'll get to that in a second. And then the implications of this work and work moving forward. So first, is there a link between stress and obesity? In our lives, we kind of intuitively know this to be true. We know what it feels like to undergo a chronic stressor, an acute stressor, what it does to our physiology as far as sympathetic arousal and changes in our endocrine function, changes in our behaviors. And you know, we do our best to cope with this. And one of those mechanisms is potentially by eating. And in particular, there's good evidence showing that we eat more high-fat, high-sugar foods. And this is kind of part of our fabric of our culture, this understanding that there's this relationship between stress and these foods. And it's certainly not too far beyond that to think that that might be leading to obesity. So is there in fact a link? I mean, we believe that this is true, but what does the empirical evidence suggest? And you know, in putting this talk together and beginning to think harder about how stress is related to obesity, I was somewhat shocked at kind of how small the literature is on this, particularly with respect to prospective studies, meaning that, you know, you measure stress at one time point and whether that predicts obesity or